Hello everyone.
Hello.
This is our fourth video, and today we are going to talk about resource management. In project management context, resources are not only people. They are also equipment and material. I mean, a project manager must plan and manage resources effectively to reach success in the project.
The first step is actually to develop a resource management plan, which we're going to cover in this video.
Okay, Mr. Rizgi, how can a project manager create a resource management plan?
The resource management plan shows how resources are acquired, allocated, monitored, and controlled.
What are the details of this plan?
Yeah. The first step is resource identification.
Now, I'm a project manager and assume that I have been just assigned to a project. At the beginning, how can I know the names of all resources that I will use in my project? I mean, I haven't planned yet.
Well, planning is an iterative process. At the beginning, one performs a high-level plan. Later, during the planning stage, one refines the high-level plan. At an early stage of the project, the project manager identifies the stakeholders. We covered this subject in our second video, actually. The project team members, that is the human resources needed during the project, are also stakeholders. The stakeholder register generated at an early stage of the project includes the project team members, which are known up to that stage. Of course, the stakeholder register should be updated regularly throughout the project. For resources other than the human resources, the same idea applies. First, high-level plan, then refinement. Of course, resources like equipment and materials are not seen in the stakeholder register, but they are recorded in other project documents.
Another detail is acquisition methods of resources. How can a project manager include team members to a project? Is it related to project manager's authority?
Yes, it is. It depends on the organizational structure too. For example, in many projectized organizations, the project manager has full authority to build the project team. On the other hand, in many matrix organizations, for instance, the project manager would ask the department manager for team members, and the department manager has full authority to choose the necessary person for the team. Hiding resources from outside the company is also another option. In many large companies, the project manager does not have the sole responsibility. The human resource department will perform candidate search too. On the other hand, in many projectized organizational settings, the project manager is expected to hire the project team members alone.
Okay, Mr. Rizgi, a project manager should define team members' authority, responsibility. Can you please define these terms which should be covered in a resource management plan?
Yes, Mr. Tekir. During the acquisition stage, one concentrates on the person's competence, which includes the skills required to perform the work. Then, the role of the person in the project should be decided, such as software developer, procurement expert, civil engineer, quality engineer, and so on. The assigned duties later on are the responsibilities of the project team member. Sufficient level of authority should also come with responsibility. Authority is the right a person has to make decisions, sign documents, and so on.
If there are many people in a project, do all team members report to the project manager, or are there any layers between resources and the project manager?
There should be. The project organization chart would give the details about the reporting relationship breakdown for the project. Also, many big projects have a project management team where the project manager is supposed to lead the project management team members.
Okay, Mr. Rizgi, what else are there in the resource management plan?
Training and recognition plans can be added to the resource management plan. We'll talk about these two in more detail in future videos.
In the below of this video, our audiences can find a link in the explanation area. It's a link for a template of a resource management plan. Okay, Mr. Rizgi, I have a new question. Does a project manager need to know team members' calendar to create a realistic project schedule? What can you say about that?
Certainly, it's a must. For human resources, it will show such things as working days, shifts, hours, weekends, holidays. If there are at different geographic locations on the globe, then the time zones should be taken into account. If the project team needs to use machinery which is not available anytime, then the calendar of the equipment should be part of the resource management plan. If procurement activities are needed to purchase materials or equipment, then their expected arrival times should be planned, monitored, and controlled. A common reason for a slippage at the project schedule is a delay in the procurement activities, unfortunately.
Mr. Rizgi, a responsibility assignment matrix is a well-known tool to manage resources effectively. Can you tell us how a project manager can create that matrix?
Yes, Mr. Tekir. First, the project manager should decide about its level of detail. The rows show tasks of the project. The columns show the individual key stakeholders. The cells contain abbreviations. The letter R stands for responsible. That is the person who is supposed to do the physical work. The letter A stands for accountable, who is the person who is going to approve the work. The letter C stands for consultant, who is the person who is going to help the responsible person. And last, the letter I stands for informed, who is the person who should be informed about the work. In short, the responsibility assignment matrix is called the RACI matrix because the abbreviations used in the cells are the letters RACI.
In my training, I strongly suggest to my participants that a responsibility assignment matrix is as important as the schedule of a project.
It's going to be an important input for generating the communications management plan, which we'll cover in a future video.
Okay, Mr. Rizgi, over a year, people work in projects virtually. We'll talk in future videos about that, but can you define our audiences the definition of virtual teams, please?
Sure, Mr. Tekir. A virtual team consists of people at different geographical locations, such that they have little or no occasion to spend face-to-face. That's the definition. As you mentioned, we'll talk about this important subject in future videos.
So we can say we reached to the end of our fourth video. Thank you to those who are watching our videos. Please like our videos and write comments.
If you'd like to attend our project management, PMP exam prep, or agile project management courses, please contact us and get more details about our courses. Bye-bye for now.
Hope to see you in our next video. Bye.